From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN reporting. Redfest 2024 is now only 3 weeks away on Saturday, the 6th of April, at St Michael's College, Abbey Place, Caboolture. Redfest 2024 is promising to be bigger and better than ever. Currently, we have almost 30 vendors and displays. Redfest is not just a swap meet with pre-loved bits and pieces. This year, there'll be even more commercial vendors. For the technically minded, that's all of us, there will be a demonstration of the new ICOM IC905 by the Brisbane VHF Group, who will also host a presentation on microwave propagation. As you know, there's a special focus on the ladies this year, so no need for the YLs to stay home in 2024. Doug is prepping the barbie for his famous bacon and egg rolls, and the ladies are ready and raring to go with the cafe. Food is available from 8 a.m. and the gates open at 9 a.m. Don't forget the major raffle prize, the ICOM ID5100A VHF UHF digital transceiver. Tickets are only $5. For more information, go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. It was about 70 years ago that the Communist Party in the Soviet Union produced a statement which set out their meanings of what language would mean. The common use and understanding was thrown out like dirty dishwater, and diplomats had to struggle to decipher the messages given out in the early stages of the Cold War. One book that most households had on a shelf was a dictionary, which was important to children's doing homework and then became a tool for crosswords and board games. What it meant was that language tended to be stable in what it conveyed, and that lasted over time. You could read a newspaper that was 30 or more years old and not be confused by the meaning of words. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen a melee amongst one of the popular sporting codes which revolved around the use of the word monkey. It seems that that word has transformed into an insult when used in certain contexts. We've seen this attitude portrayed over the past few years, with people finding offence with words and objects in a movement that is known as woke. If you are a user of social media, you will probably have come across the mindless minions known as fact-checkers and algorithms, holding some universal set of community standards. Like the guards in the land ruled by a dictator, these creations seem to lack understanding of what people enjoy, such as humour and irony, and the standards seem to appear like ectoplasm during a phony seance. Such is the world we live in. In the past, there have been quite explicit rules applied to the type of language which was permitted on radio services. These days, we can hear expressions on broadcast radio and TV that would have had a charge of obscenity laid by the police a few decades ago. During my student days, I was taught that language was an evolving item in our social structure, and I've lived to witness much change in what words mean and how they are used. So how does this reflect in our use of language as radio amateurs? My feeling is that we should still consider what is respectful to and by our fellow amateurs. If a word or expression can be offensive, then we should use an alternative. This is the courtesy that amateurs have encouraged for over 100 years, regardless of regulations. Like good manners are appropriate to the occasion, we should remember that generally, what we put to air can be monitored by people of all ages and backgrounds. I've listened to the operator who was drunk behind the microphone use obscene language, and have memories of monitoring UHF-CB many years ago, while standards sank lower and lower. Sadly, as I travel a major route, I do monitor the notorious Channel 40 and have to accept that most of the transport drivers use obscenity as punctuation. If you hold religious beliefs or are raising young children, This is a great deterrent to using a very effective road safety tool. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.